This is Kentucky Farm Bureau's Across Kentucky. Nutrient atmospheric scientist Eric Snodgrass says La Nina is lingering, and that's affecting Kentucky weather.
The resurgence of La Nina has given a lot of vigor to the jet stream in the Pacific. It's moving pretty fast right now. But that's the effect it has in spring. When we get into summer, and if it helps move that same jet stream pattern farther north than it normally would, and also slows it down a bit. So it's a seasonal effect. Right now we get this out of La Nina, but later we get an entirely different thing.
Forecasters expect a cool, wet spring could become a hot, dry summer.
The risk of drought in the midsection of the country from Texas, North Dakota, from Montana, all the way to Ohio, it's just increased. What's the probability? The correlation is about 0.6, which means it's about a 60% chance that we're going to struggle with moisture. That also means that 4 in 10 years, we don't, right? So there's another side of that probability to keep in mind. But in terms of having elevated risk, this is one of those years.
Dry weather may also affect crop development in Brazil. This is Across Kentucky.